And our special guest tonight, world-renowned psychic intuitive medium, Mary Occhino. We're going to take your calls with her, your questions. Maybe you know something about your past life, maybe your future life. And welcome back to Coast with our friend Mary Occhino with us. Her website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. It's her name, maryocchino.net. Just go get the link. It is much easier indeed. What fascinates you the most, Mary, about what you do?
That I'm never, it's never dull, and I'm always excited. Excited for this communication. That's exciting the most, because when a person is grieving and they're hearing information from a loved one that only they know.
And you help people.
And it comes through. It's not, to me, that's it's ego. If we think it's just us, I believe that we're being all helped. Like, if we ask only for one guide to help us or one angel to help us, I leave it open. Like, everybody help me. You know what I mean? Everybody who's good, help me. Angels, guides, help me. And it helps the when you can hear a mother crying. With relief, because she's hearing communication, not information like only her family would know. She sleeps better that night.
The fact that you are able to give people answers to things that they are missing in their life, that's got to complete them, don't you think?
It helps. It helps. But we all have free will. We all make mistakes, me included. And but it really does... make you take pause, I don't ever want to have like this godly thing that I think I'm better than somebody else, because I don't feel that. I never felt that way.
No, that's not you.
No. But I believe that, like I said, I didn't ask for this. I didn't teach myself on how to become more psychic, or if anything, my family and everybody else was telling me put it away. By the way, I would be still married if I could just put it away.
Did that disrupt your marriage?
Oh, all two of them. Absolutely. If you can see things that you don't want to see, I wish I'd be blind, but not literally physically blind, but blind to certain things that, you know, other people can get over, pass over, but when you're seeing things that just add up after a while, and things that only... I had one relationship that swore that I had a private detective after him. And I was like, are you kidding me?
He thought you had one?
Right, because I knew
chasing him.
When they came home, I said, this is what happened. And then they turned the argument back at me, and I went, you had somebody following me. I go, are you kidding me? No, and it was everything I saw, and that's been constant. And I'm not looking for bad. I'm not looking to, you know, be somebody's detective. But regarding relationships, also the last one I had, I actually worked in the World Trade Center, back in 1987.
Are you covering your mouth, by the way, on your phone?
No.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better.
Okay. In 1987, I was working in the World Trade Center, and for American Express, and they didn't have their own building yet. It was being built, and I had a very good job, and I was looking out the window. I had never seen any negative visions or anything else. I didn't see any planes coming in or anything else like that. I just looked out the window during lunch, and I saw the building implode across from me, just go into dust. And I told my assistant at that time, we got to get out of this building. This building's going to fall. And this is back in 1987. And I called my then husband, and then I said to him, you pick me up at the train station. We live on Long Island. I said, because I quit my job. He said, what, are you kidding me? I said, nope, quit my job. And it was like,
you felt something.
I felt something. I never saw a negative vision like that, never. Never.
I hope you never see it again.
Never. And that's what I prayed to God and to the universe and all the angels and all the guides, that only show me things that I can help somebody with, or else leave me alone.
Let's go to the phones for you. Okay. West of the Rockies, we'll start with you, Chris, in Merced, California. Hi there, Chris.
Hi. I got my ticket for Las Vegas. Can't wait.
Oh, great. Super. And make sure you come up to us at the meet and greet.
Okay. Mary?
Hi, Chris.
I had an experience once. I heard a voice, but it was only on one side of my head, like to my right ear.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like I heard it inside my head, and it was outside of me, but it wasn't like somebody was actually sitting next to me. And the voice said to me, "You don't need them, you need me." And I thought that was God. But in the Bible, or some people think that humans cannot hear God because it would like make us explode if we ever heard God. Do you know anything about something like that?
Well, what you are hearing, that happens to me often. You're hearing it. It sounds like it's not coming from inside your head, but outside. Right? That's what you said. From the right side of your head, but on the outside. Like,
yes, outside.
That's how it, I don't get it from, sometimes I get information inside my head. It's like a thought, like a conscious thought. And other times I'm hearing it like somebody standing right next to me talking or whispering in my ear or just talking. And on the right side, sometimes it does feel godly, but as far as like exploding or it would be too much if it actually was God, I don't believe it would be too much if it was actually God.
What do you think it is?
I do believe that. That's why I have a thing called an app, and everything I've done is an angels on call. Angels, I believe, are real. And I'm not saying they have to be winged.
What do you think they are?
I believe they are. They were always angels. Angels were never human beings, but a manifestation with God. They work for God, and they help with his voice. His or her or the universal voice of God. And that is something that they help direct us at all times and speak for the heavens. So we on your right side, Chris, I believe that you are hearing not just the spirit, but you're being guided by what we call by an angel.
Mary, have you ever been tricked by one of these entities who probably are demons and they try to trick you?
Yes, they do try. But they haven't tried. They've tried often. At one time, it was very bad. They can make your children or family members really get upset. And not because they know it, but enter their dreams, hear things that go around. Or actually, I would wake up sometimes with scratches on my back, on my face, and I have short nails and everything else. And they would try to sometimes like attack. But when you believe in the positive energy, and you only believe in only good can come through you and to you, evil can't. It can't win.
All right, back to the calls we go. Let's go to Greg in North Hollywood, California, on the wild card line. Hey, Greg.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
A quick question for your guest and then something about myself to see how she does.
Hi, Greg.
Hi. I'm from Brooklyn as well, originally. Are you stronger at past or future reads? And then after that, the question about any insight?
No, I wouldn't say I'm stronger at, I believe, we can do all things. And I'm not saying that I'm 100%, no one's infallible, but energy is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And you go where it flows. If you want to flow in the past, in the future.
That's why I had a question about my insight on what's to come with my career or financially.
Yeah, people ask me that all the time.
Have a feeling.
That's the present day.
Yeah, well, for me.
Is that a question you're asking now about your present life?
If you see something I could look forward to.
Okay. The first thing I'm getting for you, Greg, is the month of June will be very significant for you and should have some synchronicities in your life right now.
Is that good?
It's good.
Okay.
It's a good thing. It should be very good for him. So, Greg, I have to ask you, is the month of June significant to anyone in your family or yourself?
Just my mother's birthday. But as far as...
Oh, that's significant. That, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here.
Right.
Okay. So this is significant. I'm looking for one synchronicity, that's all. What I'm feeling for you, career-wise, financially, there's a bump, like a boost in financial money coming in, and it feels like it's around the 20th of June, and it feels like something you've been waiting on for maybe 2.5 to 3 years to happen, because it feels like different financial situations, you may have been like in a limbo state, like just staying where you are or just doing what you're doing, but waiting for something to really progress. And I feel that bang is coming right now, around June 20th this year.
Well, does that help you?
That's why I was questioning, is she feeling this from a spirit, or this is her intuition? Or
intuition and spirit are the same thing, different. Because it's not just my brain. It always comes from, if we think we are the most powerful, then that's ego talking. And I get everything, I believe. Like I said, I ask everyone for help. So it may be coming from my head, but it's not my head, just my head speaking.
Mary, how do you know that this isn't your mind making these things up? And they just come into your head. Okay.
Because of, like I said, validations on when people, you know, I wouldn't be doing this for 40 years.
Right.
If it was wrong. Or if the percentage wasn't more right than wrong.
If you pick up something serious, somebody's health, do you tell them about it?
Yes.
You do. Because some intuitives won't say anything.
I'm careful on how I say it.
You don't want to scare them too much.
No. I would just probably say, maybe you should take a trip to the doctor.
Joe in Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Joseph. Good to have you on the show.
Hey, George, how you doing? I want to first offer my condolences for Art Bell, even though he was snippy with me at times. And right. I want to ask Mary, but before I do, I want to just tell you I lost all my Coast to Coast from 2005. My hard drive broke. I sent you guys an email, and whether you can help or not, I lost them all. I had all those shows from 2005, and they're at the tops.
Oh, my.
And Mary, can you tell me about myself, and maybe Tom can help us get in touch. I don't do too much on the computer. I just hear the show. I like the off reading offline. Give me your number if it's okay with you. I don't understand how we choose our parents. I come from an abusive background. Mm-hmm. I'm totally alone. What do you see on me? I'm not going to give you any more information now. Just ask your comment.
Your comment on your life?
What do you think?
Is that what you're asking, Joseph?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You're asking about, you want to know why you chose your family? Is that the question about past life?
Yes. And what do you see in the future for me? The things aren't going too well.
Okay, first thing is when we say, and although it's a fact that things are the way they are right now in your life or in many people's lives, that is like a law of attraction. We're putting it out there saying things aren't going well or I'm struggling. The universe is struggling. That gives you more struggle. So work, like if I'm doing something, I'm going to be on at 3 in the morning, I'm not going to say I'm going to try to be on. Trying means the possibility of it not happening. What I say is I will, I'm working toward it, and this is my agenda. So now, regarding you, Joseph, there's a feeling of looking for a place to live. I keep seeing boxes around you.
Yes, you're right.
Okay.
I'm getting no help at all.
Excuse me?
I'm getting no assistance at all. Mm-hmm. I found a few places, but I didn't like it. One time I got sick, but you're right about the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff that's packed.
Right. Huh. I feel like you're getting...
Do you feel it or see it? Are you remote viewing, Mayor?
As I was, George and Joseph and everyone else listening, as I'm talking about one thing, what I was speaking about, explaining the laws of attraction and things like that, I'm also picking up information and hearing things at the same time. And as I'm doing that, I'm allowing the universe, psychic ability, angels, guides, whomever you think, to allow me to get more information on Joseph. Show me, show me, show me. What are you showing me? And all of a sudden, I saw boxes.
Interesting tech. Let's take a few more calls. Thanks, Joe. Good luck. Keep in touch with us. Let's check in with Brenna in Washington State, west of the Rockies. Hi, Brenna.
Hi there.
Good to have you with us.
Hi, Brenna.
Thanks. Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Go ahead.
Okay. This is more of a impromptu. I listen all the time. I'm a huge advocate, huge fan. Just you're awesome. But your show is wonderful. But there was definitely a bit of a calling, I guess, to call and speak with your current guest, who's lovely and wonderful as well. I just was kind of like, okay, make the call. Just call. So I'm just calling and hoping for the best, I guess.
Where would you like me to go? Where would you like me to zone in?
I'm currently, my person, as I call him, my significant other, he's deaf, hard of hearing. He's my world. He is an Alaskan fisherman, and I always worry about his safety and things like that. But also, we're at a turning point in our relationship and know where to go from here. We're talking about first-time home buyer loans and big grown-up words that are a little scary. And so I'm just kind of, but also the fact that a lot of what you're saying, I have the debate a lot of times with myself in regards to, is this a blessing, is this a curse? But you're kind of speaking my
language. I do feel you're very intuitive, Ben. I can feel that. And the number 8 surrounds you, which is a sign of infinity, and as well as healing. So you're more of a caregiver and a caretaker. And
yep.
What I would tell you right now is what I'm feeling is when you said he's your significant other, which is a lovely thing to say, but it's also saying that he's more valuable than you are.
Mm.
And that doesn't mean that the people shouldn't be significant to us, okay? But
yes.
It's like he, although I feel that you do love him, and that is very significant, but he should be feeling that you are his significant other also, as significant.
It can't be all one-sided, can
right.
it?
And But I do feel that you're going to get a home together.
Okay.
I do feel that, and I feel like it comes late August.
Late
August, around the 26th.
All right, good
23rd.
Luck, Brenna. Well, you even get these dates down, Mary.
Yes.
What? How do you feel dates? How does that
them.
Happen?
I see like a calendar.
You see the calendar.
I see
okay.
It comes all different ways, and I see them in like boxes, months. It comes really odd ways, and.
Are you sure you're not remote viewing?
Yeah, I do remote view.
Oh. That's what I thought.
Yeah. I do remote view, and but it comes, like I said, a calendar. And with her, I'm looking, is it ever going to, even though I was saying that he sees, she was explaining him, defining him as more significant to me. That's how I was hearing it. It didn't mean what other people thought I was going to say. Is that now he's not good for her.
All right. We're coming back to take final calls in a moment with Mary Occhino on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to our final segment. George Norrie with you along with Mary Occhino. Mary, what do you recommend that parents do if they suspect that their child has the same abilities you had when you were a child? This intuitiveness, this ability to communicate with the other side.
Don't overly, this is a new generation where people are more aware of a psychic ability, and they're, you know, and when I was a kid, you didn't talk about it. But I don't think that they should, like, try to pull it from them. But I wouldn't tell them to ignore it either. If a child comes and says, and they say, Mommy or Daddy or anyone, this is, there's somebody in my room, or this is what I feel, listen.
Yeah,
but
don't think it's just an imagination going wild,
listen,
right?
But what I find with a lot of people is that then they they keep asking their child, what else do you see? See anything else? Don't do that. Don't do that. Let it come naturally, because then the kid, it's not happening like a wave, you know, like the soul surfing. It's not happening like that. It's being pushed on them.
What is your definition of a past life?
A life where our soul lived in a different body at a mm-hmm. different time.
And what is what's the criteria for making that soul, you know, reach the godlike status, you know, just moving up the ladder? More lives, more experiences, more reincarnations?
I don't believe you have to have more incarnations. We choose. I believe each soul chooses what they want to gain regarding how spiritually they need to get to. And everyone is different. And when we come back, and because we do have free will, a lot of people are running amok. They're not doing the right thing. They're being wrong. They have jail full of them, right? And say, why? Why did they come back to do these things? It's not, I don't believe that they came back, they were supposed to be murderers, killers, or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's their will to do that. So other people, the ones who are the lawyers, the doctors, and everything else who are trying to help the innocents and those are the people who are raising, and if they've come back to help people who are not going to make right choices, we can see that from another lifetime, from when we're in that state of what we call heaven, or that higher plane before we reincarnated, and we could see that these people are going to need help. These going to need help, and so those people reincarnate, and they become great lawyers, great doctors, because of the other people they're seeing that are not going to choose the right choices in life and are going to do evil things.
All right, let's go back to final calls now. Linda Marie in Jersey City, New Jersey with us. Hey, Linda, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Mary. I have a lot of synchronicities going on. I just recently had a real strong connection with the song of, well, the album of Jesus Christ Superstar. And it freaked me out because I've had a lot of different things happening in my life, including meeting up with you about 15 years ago, and it changed my life.
I remember you.
You do?
I do. When he said Linda Marie, I went, oh, I know her.
Okay.
There's only one Linda Marie.
Yeah.
Did he say Staten Island?
No, it's close by to Staten Island.
Because I saw the Verrazano Bridge.
Yeah, well, my great aunt lived over there in Throgs Neck, and my father worked in Staten Island. And
your father's passed over, Linda?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, before you even ask a question, that your father is the one right now who's guiding you, who's the one who made me see the Verrazano, because I felt like I was being led. Regarding the synchronicities you're hearing now is because of the communication. When we're getting a lot of those synchronicities, and what people call coincidences, are really communication. Not just from those who cross over, but from your own energy, from the universe.
And Linda, did you have a specific question for Mary?
Yeah, it's just I'm having a lot of difficulties concerning my daughter.
Your daughter. How old is she?
She's 22.
22. What can you do? Give her the short version, the Cliff Notes version, Mary, if you can. We're almost out of time.
What I'm seeing with your daughter, it's the decision she started making now started around 15. And she's acting as though she's 15 or 14.
And instead of acting 30, she's acting 15. Huh?
And to me, this is an absolute past life reversion here with her and you. And I would just tell you, with her, you've got to be almost like cold. Not that you don't love her, not that you don't show you care, but she's got to learn.
Yeah.
She's got to learn.
The hard way. All right, good luck with her. Good luck. How do you feel these things? I mean, are you being told something or you feel it?
I get it as though it's I'm the person. I become Linda.
Let's go to Spaceman Tim in Port Orchard, Washington, west of the Rockies. Hey there, Spaceman.
Hey, how you doing, George?
Great. Good to have you back.
Spaceman of the band, Debbie Devine. Hi, Mary. How are you
Hi,
doing?
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Good. I was wondering if you could help me out with a message. I'm pretty sure my brother, my little brother, Bill, who's recently deceased, is trying to give to me, him and my
he
dad.
He's saying he's sorry.
Huh? Oh, thank you.
I kept hearing, as you were speaking, before you even mentioned
The thing is that I'm a musician, and I was recording on my phone some original songs today so I could send them to another musician I've been jamming with. And there are songs that that my brother Billy helped me written. And then when I went to play it back and listen, I swear I can hear his voice staying with me on there. And I keep listening to it over again. But I know he's hearing. I know he's trying to tell me something.
Any of the songs having to do with apologizing or saying sorry?
What was the first thing you said?
Are any of the songs that you were listening to or writing have anything to do with apologies or saying you're sorry or someone saying they're sorry?
Somewhat. Yeah, actually, yeah.
Because that's what he's making me hear. So he's helping you with... He wants you to write music.
Yeah.
He's telling you to write, keep writing. And I keep hearing, I see a Gretsch guitar.
Yeah, actually. You know that? Yeah, that's really cool.
That's what he's showing me. So he's very much still with you. The Grateful Dead.
Yeah. Buddy's Arcanian. He's moving up there from Colorado, where I just came from.
Pretty good,
he's
man.
A keyboard player. That's connected with all that.
Yep. So your brother sends all his love, and he tells you there's nothing to be sorry about. You keep writing, and you're a cool guy. And he says, you know, shave.
Great.
I love it. All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Brothers are that way, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Especially brothers who love so much each other.
So, Mary, do you give readings to people over the phone? How do you work?
Most of them are on the phone. And if you can't do it on the phone, you shouldn't be able to do it at all. Because, again, it's energy. It's energy. And I do. People can email me or go to my website, maryochino.net, or email me at mary@maryochino.net. And request a phone reading.
Super. Let's go to Susan in Sacramento, California. Hi, Sus. Go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Mary. Hi, George.
Hi,
Sue.
I'd like to know about my past life.
Oh, Sue.
Which one? Mary?
Most recent. I'm going to look at.
All right.
Yeah, most recent.
Most recent.
I want to see if you pick up what I think.
Well, I'm telling you what I see. I'm in, it makes me feel like I'm in the late 1700s, and I'm seeing you with, almost like a vaudevillian.
What is that?
Someone who worked in theater.
Oh.
You were a singer. And with all these heavy sequence dresses. And I'm in England. I'm not in the United States. I'm not in France. I'm in England. And your name was Ellie?
Hmm.
Ellie, Fitzpatrick.
Hmm.
And that's something you could look up, Fitzpatrick. Okay. And again, you did theater, like little small plays, but it was kind of funny. But you did sing.
Hmm. I was feeling that I must have been a doctor or a nurse in my last life.
No.
Because I'm always trying to heal people and help people.
What about a police officer?
Well, I'm not seeing that as a most previous life. Most previous life, I'm seeing her. And remember, you know, there's always healing in music.
Oh, okay.
There's healing in music. So it doesn't mean that in another past life you weren't a physician.
Oh, okay.
But the one I'm seeing is that you help people by bringing them joy. Like I said, you were funny, not made fun of. Help people laugh and enjoy life. So that's healing. That's helping heal people. So that is your archetype. That's followed you in different lifetimes. But the past life, the most recent one I'm seeing is in, it's in Yorkshire, England.
All right, good luck with you, and let's take a couple more calls, and we are then going to be out of time.
Okay.
Let us go to Rebecca in Los Angeles. Hello, Rebecca. Welcome to the program.
Hi, George. Hi, Mary.
Thank Hi, Rebecca.
Thank you so much for taking my phone call.
Sure.
I have a couple of questions for you, Mary. My first question is whenever my family, it runs in my family to have psychic abilities and be able to speak to people who have passed.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I watch something where they have like a missing person, mm-hmm. like for instance, like Chandra Levy when she first came up missing,
yeah.
I could see exactly where she was. I could see, I mean, the complete location. I could even like draw an officer a map of where she was.
It becomes very frustrating.
Yes, and like even like a description of like the last person that she saw.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had this a lot. And sometimes it's so strong, I can feel the person come through mm-hmm. and with just desperation, like, please help me. And I've always wondered, like, should I try to reach out to law enforcement or somebody
sure.
to try to...
That's what I said, it's frustrating. It is frustrating. And in this day and age, it's more, much more, they are much more open to it. So I would definitely tell you to write down whatever you're receiving.
Okay.
And you know, be careful on how you speak to a police officer or, you know, whoever you, so they don't think, you know, you're odd.
Okay, like a crackpot or something.
Right, right.
Okay.
But thank I would you. Definitely.
Or the suspect.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right. But absolutely, I don't think that we should keep things to ourselves. There was just too much that we keep to ourselves when we're receiving it. But I would tell you to write it down.
Mary, do you work with police departments?
Sometimes.
I would guess that if they're not comfortable with the psychic and the psychic is spot on, that the psychic could be a suspect because they would know things that only the police knew.
Well,
is that possible?
Yeah, that is possible, but not if you're 500 miles away when that happened. And
well, if you have a good alibi, you'd be
yeah.
okay.
But no, that actually happened while I was live on radio.
What happened?
Somebody called in about a missing child, and they had just been kidnapped. And
oh,
I saw the color van and everything else, and they found the child alive.
Sylvia Brown used to get those wrong.
Well, God bless her. Wherever she is.
But
I don't believe she's any place bad. God rest her soul.
But, I mean, she would tell families, you know, their child was dead and they'd end up being alive somewhere.
And that used to, you know, upset me very greatly.
Yep.
Greatly. Because, you know, you don't do that.
I've got time for one more quick call. Jacqueline in Brooklyn. Go for it, Jackie.
Hello, George.
Hi.
I just want to let you know that I enjoy your program very much.
Thank you.
I think it's serendipitous that I got through tonight the first time.
With only a minute left, but go ahead.
With only a minute left, I just wanted to know, Mary, what you see for my future. And if you can
Don't leave your job.
I'm sorry?
Don't leave your job.
I'm not working. I've been out of work for the past 6 years.
I'm going to tell you, if you are looking for any kind of work. Work is coming to you around September 8th.
September 8th.
So don't do anything different right now. Right now, stay just the way you're doing. Even though it may seem hard for you to do so, September 8th, there's something regarding school systems, education. That's where I see you working.
Jackie, good luck to you. Mary, thank you so much. Keep in touch with us, okay?
I absolutely will, George, and thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Mary Occhino, her books, of course, Awakened Instincts, Sign of the Dove, Beyond These Four Walls. Her website is hername.net, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. We always do that. We make it really easy for you to do that. We've got some great shows for you in store all week long right here on Coast to Coast. And don't forget, I'll be on Sunday night, first Sunday of the month, with Emerging Artists right here on Coast to Coast AM. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burleson, George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then. Be safe, everyone.